KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You better get back to sleep, boy.
Now, Ron says there's only one way that I'll be able to fall asleep, and you're just going to have to do it, that's all.
Oh, boss, that's so much trouble.
Trouble or not, I've got to get my sleep. Now go ahead and do it.
All right.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
254. Fowler Toyota appears to have joined Why Today Doesn't Suck.
We won't be canceled yet.
You know what? Reiner just said.
Kathy Griffin looks good.
Reiner just said the most shocking thing in the world. Like Kathy Griffin was funny last night.
I didn't watch her. I'm recording it today, though.
What do you think, Tom?
Who said that?
Reiner.
All right. Mike is king of the shocking comment. Mr. Contrarian.
Daddy touched me there.
Are we going to hear some of her work tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
Good.
We can leave it up to the P1s.
Is she hot?
Maybe she'll host next year.
Maybe she'll
she was that bad myself.
Maybe she'll do more of the wacky fake phone call on the cell phone.
Yeah, that was gold.
In fact, I tuned in for the express purpose of enjoying Star Jones failing. And it quickly turned into Star Jones is not half as bad as Kathy Griffin is.
Boy, Star Jones looked good in that dress, though.
Did you like the Star Jones?
Yeah, but Kathy Griffin was supposed to be funny, and occasionally she was.
We emphasize occasionally.
Now, what happened when Star Jones ate that microphone? Did they have a backup?
Did you like the Star Jones-Oprah Winfrey square?
Yeah, Oprah vomited up another one.
As they both debated who looked better. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Thank you for reminding me of that drop. Oh. So, the Oscars were on last night, and I kid you not, it happened again. They showed one of those quick reaction shots of Oprah. My daughter's in there playing with her toys, looks up. Mom, Oprah! She was on the screen for maybe half a second. And my 2.5-year-old could identify one person at the Oscars. And yes, it was Oprah.
You know, I'm not certain that my 17-year-old can identify Oprah.
Well, mine is on the fast track.
Is she 17?
She has a subscription to O Magazine.
It's either today or tomorrow, depending on whose version you wish to accept as truth.
My wife is into your story. I told her, because I had never known the story until this year. The story of your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have a huge argument with your wife not every fourth year.
Well, it's first of all, it's to characterize it as an argument is incorrect.
How often are the cops summoned?
What do you mean incorrect?
Well, I mean, outside of the three times weekly that they're normally summoned, it's usually not, fourth is usually not because of that.
All right.
It's one of those battles that I figured out is no longer worth fighting. However, the discussion still comes up every year.
But I thought you said for years it was an actual real...
Well, for a while it was.
So what's the discussion?
On the non-leap year birthdays, do we celebrate on February 28th, which was one day before her actual birth?
Right.
Or March 1st, which takes her outside the month of her actual birth?
Seems a layup to me.
Sounds like you're campaigning for the 28th.
No, I'm a March 1st guy.
Oh, okay.
My wife said that immediately. I didn't lay down anyone's agendas. I just said, when would we celebrate it?
On the basis that, you know, she was not here on February 28th.
It was the day after that she was born.
Yeah.
Like you did something on February 28th, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day had a baby.
That's the size of it.
So whatever the number might be placed on that.
But she was born in the month of February. So you're celebrating her birthday in a whole nother month. Whole different month.
Right.
How's that?
To me, though, it's the day after the 28th.
How's that overhead projector working out these days?
It very seldom sees use anymore. It occupies closet space these days. She's like, moved on to other things.
Kind of like my exercise bike.
Just like Chuck.
Or Chuck.
Or Chuck.
You, Lena?
You could hang clothes on any one of those items.
That's right. And I do on Chuck. He's got to be useful for something.
Hold your arm up.
Well, today is February 28th. There are 306 days left in the year.
The thing about Chuck is you got to talk real loud to him, too.
If you have Chuck wear your shoes, he could be like a human shoe tree. Keep him stretched out. Probably the same size as you.
On this day in 1993, Grego.
Yeah?
Where were you?
In 93?
I only know this because every year when we do this, you reference it. This is the day that a gun battle erupted at a compound near Waco, Texas, when they tried to serve warrants on the Branch Davidians.
No, I was just home. I remember that was on a Sunday morning. I remember when that happened. I was watching it, but you're referencing when they burned it down.
That's right. Oh, that's the day you were working for BAP?
That's the day I had to go to Parkman Hospital.
Man, they're going right in there, Waco. Man.
The 51-day standoff started on this day in 1993. So 51 days from now, we'll talk to you about BAP.
Okay.
Mm.
I'll tell you the story.
Was there ever a time during that incident where the screen froze and Waylon Jennings started talking? Wondering how they were going to sort this out?
You know what? We were flipping around on...
I didn't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
We're flipping the channels.
Oh, okay.
I think Saturday night.
All right.
I was...
Now I've heard everything.
I didn't.
Country music television airs Dukes of Hazzard, I guess. I think I saw the original episode Saturday night because they were introducing people by their whole names.
Really?
Telling what they were about. Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
TiVo it?
No, I just burned one. On this day in 1960, the U.S. Olympic hockey team trailing the Czech team in the final game of the Olympics exploded for 6 unanswered goals. To win the U.S.'s first gold medal.
Remember this, though.
In hockey.
Is Laura Linney hot?
9-4.
You think she's hot, Ron?
No, Ron.
Squaw Valley?
Yes, Bob. Are you pretty good at the Olympics?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I do.
I think so.
Really hot.
I don't like that look she was throwing down last night too much.
She has to be made up quite a bit.
What happened to Renee Zellweger, by the way?
Ugh.
Oh, God.
It's like somebody shrunk her head.
How tore up is she? Yeah, they shrunk all of her head except for her mouth, which looks like it was stung by a bee.
Right.
Her eyes look like they're stung by a bee.
Ronald McDonald lips.
I'm very concerned about it.
Oh, there's Dr. 90210. All right.
What is that?
He's a plastic surgeon.
It's about plastic surgery
like
in California. Yeah.
How tough their lives
pretty
are.
Pretty good.
Is it good?
Not bad.
All right. Why not?
No.
All right.
When do you have time to watch all that stuff, Grego?
When do I?
Because he doesn't watch MLS draft.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone's got to.
No.
Yeah, he probably hasn't been watching just a whole lot of NFL Combine.
And on this day in 1986...
I wish I would have seen that 4840. By Claret.
That was funny. Mike Mayock, the supposed NFL expert, was... Moments before he tanked in the 40, was talking about how chiseled he looks and how he's taking this combine far more serious than he did last year. And
he's in great shape.
He's looking great. And
well, he might be in great shape, but he's not fast.
And they all sort
like
of...
Like me.
You can't even beat Bob in the 40 now.
Then they kind of changed their story as Maurice took the next segment to run the 40.
Well, that's how all those TV guys did. I mean, nobody backtracks more than Brett Dow.
Today's birthday is Mario Andretti is 65. Adrian Dantley is 49.
AD.
Former Maverick, great.
Eric Lindros.
He could back you down.
Yeah, he could.
Is 32.
Remember when he played in the NBA Finals?
Don't you, Tom?
Yes, I do remember number 88.
Did he play in the first half, or did he play in a wrong pair of shoes? But it was when the Pistons were at the L.A. Forum.
His
orthopedic shoe did not make the trip with the Pistons, so like they had to FedEx it to the Forum. Remember this in the NBA Finals? Like Dantley
renamed it the FedEx Forum?
He has legs that are two different lengths.
So, is that when that FedEx plane crashed and then the guy was on an island?
Right. Bob, he's got...
That's a movie, Dad.
He's got legs that are free to...
Number four, by the way.
So much for serious sports talk.
I was going to engage in serious sports talk there, but clearly sports. It's not wanted.
Sean McEachran is 36. Bubba Smith is 60.
From Beaumont.
Number 77.
Dean Smith is 74.
He's got a dome named after him.
How can he be a spare, Bob?
He had the best team in the country 31 straight years. Lucked into two championships. One because Fred Brown thought James Worthy was a teammate. The other because Chris Webber called a timeout he didn't have. Otherwise, he never won a title.
I sense a bit that's been used more than once in a small town in Virginia.
Maybe.
Hey, it fills the phones. Icky Woods is 39.
All right, I'll fill the phones for you. Bill Parcells, spare coach who's gotten lucky a time or two in his career. Let us hear from you.
Now, we could make the case that he got lucky in 25, but explaining away 21 might be a little more difficult.
What was the deal? Did he talk Sunday or something?
Parcells?
Yeah.
Like Friday. At the combine? He talked to Jen Floyd and Todd Archer, or was he...
Did he talk to them?
Evidently.
No, they were there.
Is that where those quotes came from?
Yeah, the combine.
I don't know who else was there, but they were.
Was probably at line in Starbucks, and they caught him or something.
Did he sweat on him?
Hi, you're on with Reiner. You intimidate them.
That's right. They know he is nothing more than a New Jersey con man.
Hi, you're on with Reiner.
Bloody... Do.
It's really a shame the station forgot how to do screenless. It's not our fault.
Hi, you're on with Reiner.
Hey, Hollywood, that is the correct name, the New Jersey con man.
That's right. Don't you forget it. But Hollywood is not. Get out of here.
Whoa.
You've been dismissed. Frank Bonner is 63.
Bob Newhart.
Herb Turlick.
Frank!
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Rory Cochran is 33.
Of the Cochran Warehouse?
You may know him as Speed from CSI Miami. They've written him off the show, and I've stopped watching the show. Not because of that.
Why'd you stop watching the show? I thought that was part of America's most watched network. And that was the top-rated show.
Dan, that... Who's the main...
David Caruso.
Oh.
Kurt Kapunk.
You don't like David Caruso?
I can't stand him.
Did you like him on Blue?
Oh. Never watched it. But I can't stand him. Did you ever watch CSI Miami?
No. He was great on Blue, though.
You're my boy, Blue!
Well, anyway, Rory Cochran was also the pot guy in Dazed and Confused.
Blue from the Grove.
The guy that wore the pot leaf and...
Slater? The guy that looks like Corby?
Yeah.
Corby?
So...
Who's a pod guy himself?
Yeah, all pod guys start to look like that after a while.
Ray Don Chong is 44.
Ray Kwan Do.
That's an actress who was also married to C. Thomas Howell. Charles Durning is 82.
And F. Murray.
He loves to do the sidestep.
He was in Dog Day Afternoon, Bob.
Don't we all? You ever saw Dog Day Afternoon?
Yeah.
Bob put that movie in his crosshairs
just
today.
Just saying, if that's the best the country had to offer that year. Although, I believe we were informed that that didn't win. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, I don't think it did win, but it was still pretty good.
It was okay. First time.
Well, okay, get you nominated.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, Return of the Jedi or anything.
No.
That's a fine point.
Gavin McLeod is 74.
It certainly wasn't Star Wars.
Where's my mouth? I'm a droid.
Bernadette Peters is 57.
That's a hot 57.
Oh.
Nah, hold on. Hold on. Anybody seen that lately?
You can't do it with the cuffs on.
No, I haven't seen her lately, but I'm betting it. I'm going to go blind Nello and say that's a hot 57.
Svetlana Stalina is 79.
Wasn't she on the cover of Sports Illustrated this year?
That's Joseph Stalin's hot daughter.
Did you get her penciled in, Bob?
Ian Stanley is 48.
Well, that's something that should mean a little bit to you.
Yes, she was wearing a black Sharpie evening gown in my issue.
That was lovely.
Dude, if you had one of those to give us, were your dad?
I don't think I held on to them.
So they would, it was like the military. They would black out the swimsuit issue.
I was young. You know, I probably didn't need to see that stuff. Those places.
Well, your parents confiscated that every year?
They just kind of edited it.
And then they'd give it to them. Like blacked out.
Color in the boobies.
Until high school. And then
they decided it was okay, huh?
Quietly snuck in there and told me not to let my little brother get a hold of it.
Who is now the overseas preacher.
Did they drop balls on the chin?
No.
Would they wrap the magazine around a tube of hand lotion and hand it to you?
I don't understand. I think you're better than that.
You understand.
High five.
Don't.
Tommy Toon is 66.
Dancer.
Born in?
Houston.
It has here, Wichita Falls.
Oh, maybe so. I know he grew up in Houston.
Either way.
Madanza.
He's a Texan.
Heck.
John Turturro is 48.
Oh, Saturday Night Fever.
And
he's got something, right?
You know something.
Wasn't he a soggy bottom boy?
Oh, is that him?
I don't know. I never saw the bottom.
All right, here's some spares.
And he was moderately funny in Big Lebowski. And Vincent Askew, 39.
Vincent, ask you a question.
Vincent Vega, my man from Amsterdam.
Antone Davis, 38 today.
Tony.
Offensive lineman for the Eagles.
For the Eagles?
Who's studying up?
Yeah, you were sure ready for that one today.
The old Tom Gribble show.
Didn't study up.
I'm going to start looking at the list ahead of time.
I need to stop looking at him when
Who's the guy for the Cardinals?
Leonard Davis.
Oh, screw me.
Charlie's little brother.
At 52 today, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
You remember him, Ron? Played for the Cardinals in the 70s.
You ever get chased?
Ricky Steamboat?
TCU?
Yeah.
Who the Macho Man took the ringside bell and jumped off the top rope and crushed Ricky the Dragon's neck.
Did he have to chase him first?
And I have to tell you, it really affected me.
So you're allowed to watch that, but you couldn't look at cleavage.
And you could tell that Elizabeth, who was the Macho Man's manager, she wasn't down with the Macho Man doing what she did, and I don't think their relationship was ever the same. Gary Walker is 32.
Running back.
I can't believe we let Bubba Smith go by without much talk. Well,
you know he's from Beaumont?
The great Sergeant Hightower from the Police Academy movies.
Wasn't his father his high school coach?
I think so.
And didn't his brother play at North Texas?
Texas.
Ken Smith?
I don't remember that brother. I do remember Toady Smith.
Yeah.
Toady.
Played at Southern Cal and was a number one draft pick by the...
Was it UCLA or Southern Cal?
It was Southern Cal, I think.
I remember Kate Smith.
And the Cowboys traded him to the Houston Oilers for the number one pick in the draft, who turned out to be Ed Too Tall Jones.
And now you know.
Wow.
The rest of the story. Look who's next to, what's your name? Born in Dayton.
Who, Hillary Swank?
Hey, you know who that guy is? You recognize him as the guy with AIDS on Life Goes On?
Chad Lowe.
He looks like the fake Russell Crowe.
Rob Lowe's brother.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Let's go on to something that has some importance to it.
The short drop just doesn't do us
Missed what I said. I said, go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
Tell you what, Coach, won't you learn how to not get beat by 25 by the Aggies?
Let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
It's all part of the plan, Grego.
All part of the plan.
Yeah.
I'm getting
beat by 25.
Well, sometimes you realize your players are getting a little big for their britches.
That's part of the genius of Bob Knight. Right before the tournament, you want him on too much of a high.
You see that Gillespie's close to getting fired, so...
Right.
Let me throw him a bone, keep him...
Right.
Right.
Born on this day, now dead, Brian Jones.
The Longhorn?
Who, by the time he was 20, had 3 illegitimate children.
Just like you, Ryan.
Dead on this day, still dead, Frankie Lyman, Mr. Ed, and Ban Johnson.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. Johnson, the first president of the American League, I believe.
True that, dog.
Ed was?
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
No mom goes to college.
All right, the hard line is up next.